Before drugs can be approved and sold, they're tested for an average of 7 years. The process can go even longer if enough people don't agree to be part of the clinical trials. That's the case 70% of the time, according to Jeff Truitt. He's with Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
Many people tend to dwell on the risks of clinical trials, and make no mistake, there are risks. These are unapproved medicines. But the benefits don't get talked about as much as they should.
Truitt says those in clinical trials get expert medical care and early access to potential cures or treatments. Less than 5% of cancer patients participate in clinical trials, and diversity in all drug research is lacking. Truitt says some African Americans are suspicious of the medical community because of a syphilis study that began in the 30s.
They still remember Tuskegee, and it is a big barrier, and it's one that we need to address.
A new group has formed in Wisconsin to increase awareness of clinical trials, not only to boost participation, but promote bioscience. Brian Rank is executive director of BioForward. He says the industry employs close to 25,000 people statewide.
The average salary in our industry is close to 70,000, with the average salary in the state at 42. It's very impressive to see what this sector can do.
Rank says the economic impact on the state is close to $7 billion. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.